Here he is, that message long foretold, the one who was promised to do that which God said would happen, to make the final sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 10. Therefore, when he entered the world, Christ said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but you prepared a body for me. You were not pleased with burnt offerings and sin offerings. Then I said, 'Here I am. I have come to do your will, God.' In the scroll of the book, it is written about me." First, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings that were offered according to the law, both burnt offerings and sin offerings, you did not desire, and you were not pleased with them." Then he said, "Here I am. I have come to do your will." He does away with the first in order to establish the second. By this will, we have been sanctified once and for all through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ. The word of our Lord. It's finally here. It's Christmas Day. No matter how long we've been waiting, no matter how eager we may have been, here he is. Our Savior is born to be the one who will take away our sin. To be the one who would offer himself as that great and final sacrifice for each and every one of us. Here he is. I think that's why we get so overjoyed Christmas time. I think that's why it's a time of pure joy and a time of pure emotion. Because this is the pivotal moment of human history. This is our Savior come into the world to do that which he was always destined to do. Let's be honest. Christmas, as wonderful it is, means nothing if it doesn't end at the cross. Because that is why Jesus comes into the world at all. That is why he's born as that little baby in Bethlehem, so that through his life and by his death, you and I are forgiven. We have peace with our God. Grace and truth reign because our Savior is the final sacrifice. The writer to the Hebrews, as he was explaining all of this to the people, this is what his point was. This is what he keeps going back to. All of those Old Testament rules, all of those Old Testament laws, God who had said, "I require you annually, on more than one occasion, to take bulls and goats and sheep and birds and to offer them as sacrifices to me." There was a problem with that, though. It was never good enough. Because all the blood of goats and all the blood of lambs would never be able to appease the wrath of our God. It would never be able to take away our sin. In fact, that's what he says here. If you take a look again, "Therefore, when he entered the world, Christ said, 'Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but you prepared a body for me. You were not pleased with burnt offerings and sin offerings.' Then I said, 'Here I am, I have come to do your will, God. In the scroll, the book is written about me.'" Jesus comes right out and he says, "You were not satisfied with all of the offerings that were made. It was not good enough." Which, of course, leads us to ask the question, why is it that God would demand sacrifice of goats and lambs and bulls if he wasn't going to be happy with them? Why would he tell the people that you have to do this and then at the same time say, "But I don't like it. It's not enough"? If it was never going to be enough, why would he demand it? To get the point across to you and to me that in order for there to be forgiveness in life, there must be blood that is shed. There must be the perfect sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, the final sacrifice. And Jesus himself says, when he wasn't satisfied with things, when he wasn't satisfied with the offerings, he said, "But you made me a body. You made me a person." And our Savior, that little baby boy, has come into the world and he's taken on human flesh. He truly is Emmanuel, God with us, one of us, part of us, for a purpose. And what is that purpose? So that he can be sacrificed. That's the whole purpose of having his body. So that he could take the place of the bulls and the goats and finally appease God. "Here I am to do my Father's will." He continues, First, he said, sacrifices and offerings that were offered according to the law, both burnt offerings and sin offerings, you did not desire. You were not pleased with them. But then he said, here I am. Here he is. Is that what you see when you see the baby of Bethlehem? Is that what you think of when you think of Christmas? Here I am. I've come to do my Father's will. He does away with the first in order to establish the second. By this will, we have been sanctified once and for all through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ. Here he is. He's here because God was never satisfied with all of those sacrifices of the Old Testament. And if we were still doing them today, he wouldn't be satisfied with them now. Because no matter how much blood of animals is shed, it will never be enough for God to say, that means that the sins of people are gone. But here I am. I have taken on human flesh. I have come to be that final sacrifice. I have come to take your place so that you are not sacrificed. You are not judged. Here I am. I have come to do my Father's will. So that he could do away with the requirements of the law and the punishment that goes with it. So he could do away with that which would bring about God's wrath. He could break the back of Satan and he could destroy sin once and for all. Sin no longer has sting. Death has no power. Because here he is. This is Christmas. This is why we rejoice. This is what is so wonderful. Because Jesus comes to do his Father's will so he can do away with our greatest enemy and our biggest concern and give us the promise of life. Here he is to offer the final sacrifice in your place so that we can have it all. Christmas, it's the beginning of it all. It's that time of rejoicing because our Savior has come into the world and he will do what he needs to do. And we will benefit from it. That's joy. That is pure emotion. Here he is as your sacrifice to bring peace between you and God so that his grace and his mercy will reign supreme. Sing for joy. That's why we rejoice this day. Because this is our Savior. This is our Lord. This is our life. Here he is. Amen. The peace of God that transcends all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds focused on Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.